Michael, how are you this morning?
Tony, I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I sure appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate you being here. For folks who don't know, what is the Children's Trust Fund?
Well, the Children's Trust Fund is an organization that was started in the 80s, and it is the only entity in the state of Michigan focused solely on child abuse prevention. And we, through the generous contributions of citizens throughout the state over the years, we have a trust fund in the Department of Treasury of about $22 million, and the proceeds from that, the investment proceeds, are available to us each year along with other resources that we raise through fundraising and our Children's Trust Fund license plates and the income tax checkoff. We bring these resources together and we fund child abuse prevention efforts throughout the state of Michigan.
Well, today's a big day for you. Tell us about the Prevention Awareness Day rally at the state capitol today.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the weather gods. Just a glorious day. As we were planning this, there's a whole lot of contingencies that you have to talk about as you plan a big event like this. And every time we got to the weather, we said, we're not going to talk about a contingency with the weather because we're going to have a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. So one thing is the power of positive thinking, because it is certainly a beautiful day here in Lansing. What we're doing today is that out on the Capitol steps, we're going to do a couple of things. One is we're going to stop and we're going to acknowledge the issue of child abuse and neglect. And it is just far too prevalent in the state of Michigan. Last year, of various kinds of abuse and neglect, there were over 32,000 confirmed cases, and that's just not acceptable. And so we're going to stop, we're going to recognize that, and we're going to heighten the awareness of our policymakers and legislators that this issue exists in the state. So we're going to stop and we're going to do that. But secondly, and I think more importantly, we're going to celebrate the work that's going on in Michigan to address the issue of child abuse and neglect. We have child abuse and neglect councils that blanket the entire state that we support, and they're out there in community after community doing great work to support families and children with the kinds of supports that build their resiliency and connect them to the things in their communities that they need, teach parenting and support that families need. And so we're going to celebrate all of that and just come together and do that. Then when we finish our rally, we're going to do a little event where we're going to march from the Capitol steps, and we're going to just go down a block on Michigan Avenue to the corner of Washington and Michigan. There's a roundabout there with a little kind of garden area, and the symbol for child abuse prevention is the pinwheel, because we think that really represents kids having fun, and so that's become a national symbol for child abuse prevention. And we're going to plant pinwheels in that little garden there in the area there on the corner of Washington and Michigan. And so we're really looking forward to an exciting day. We think we're going to have probably 300 to 500 people there today. It's just been well planned and well supported. And when we finish that, we've got 130 people that have registered to then go off and visit their local legislators and talk about all the great work that's going on in their communities.
And I know you're going to have a lot of great speakers there, too.
We are indeed.
Who's going to be there?
Well, Senator Randy Richardville, who is Senate Majority Leader and is just a tremendous supporter of our work, and he's got, as Majority Leader, he's got a lot on his plate, and they're just back. They've been away for a couple of weeks, and he's got caucus meetings, but he's going to take time out of his busy schedule. We're actually going to switch things around so he can say a few words at the front end, and we're very appreciative of that. Representative Licia List, who is in the House of Representatives and is her background is a public health nurse, and she really understands the value because she's seen the consequences of abuse and neglect in her prior work and is just a tireless advocate for us. She's going to be there to speak. We have a family from Ann Arbor who's benefited from the services in that community that are going to talk in from their perspective of having benefited from some of the services. Jim Paparella from the local Exchange Club, as well as he's the Director of Child and Family Services here, is going to speak from a local perspective. And then our new board member, Lori Wirtz, who was just recently appointed by the governor as the chairperson of our board, will say a few words as well.
Well, Governor Rick Snyder has proclaimed April is Child Abuse Prevention Month in the state of Michigan. A number you sent me was just startling, Michael. Last year, 32,335 children were reportedly abused or neglected in Michigan. Unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable, and as I said, we are going to acknowledge that, and we And as we do that, we want our policymakers to be aware of that. And as they make those difficult decisions in the tight budgetary times that we have, to think about ways in which we can support communities, because it is unacceptable. And there are evidence-based programs and services that really can make a difference for children and families. And so, you know, we're a voice for that. And we all know we can do better, because it just absolutely is unacceptable. And when kids are abused and neglected, especially young children, you know, we have so much information about brain research and development that it can really scar kids for their entire lives. And it's just not... it's not an acceptable thing for a great state like Michigan to have those kinds of numbers.
Michael, if people want more information about the Children's Trust Fund and what they can do to help, where can they go?
Well, let me give you 1-800-CHILDREN. They can call there and they can connect with us that way. Our website is a wealth of information, and that's michigan.gov/CTF. Yeah, so it's pretty easy, michigan.gov/CTF, and that will bring you right to our website, and they can access all kinds of information about us and get connected, and we can get them connected with their communities as well through that route.
And you'll be on the steps of the state capitol today. What time does that rally start?
It starts at 11 o'clock, and I encourage all your listeners to come out and join us. It's going to be a glorious day, and it's a serious and sobering issue, but we're also going to have a lot of fun out there today, too.
So. All right, Michael, thanks so much for your time.
Tony, thank you very much for having me on. I sure appreciate it.